More than 12,000 clients took advantage of African Service Committee's free or low-cost services last year. The group was founded in 1981 by Ethiopian refugee Asfaha Hadera. He says there were no services geared to New York's African diaspora at the time.
It has become a response to the need. As a result, this has become the place where they come and share their experiences.
ASC now offers HIV outreach, education, and testing. The program began during the 1980s in response to the AIDS epidemic. HIV/AIDS remains a taboo topic in many parts of Africa, where contracting the virus is often considered shameful. That attitude persists among many African immigrants in New York, says Moloso Bekele, who runs ASC's programs.
Until they get sort of comfortable with the services we have, they tend to self-stigmatize until I sit down and explain to them that we are here to serve, that the services here are confidential.
Bekele says that while serving immigrants who are fearful or sick can often be taxing,
the most gratifying part is seeing someone come in sick, 10 as a real, and see them over time flourish, gain weight, be confident, and see them smile and joke around. That is the most gratifying part.
In 2003, founder Asfaha Hadera secured a small grant to take African Services Committee to Ethiopia. He opened a clinic in the capital's main open-air market. The facility is staffed by locals, but run according to U.S. best practices.
Transparency, accountability, quality service. All services in one, so that the poor don't have to hustle from one corner to another. Reproductive health is there, family planning is there, nutrition is there, counseling and testing is there, and also treatment.
Here in Africa Service, we work with clients directly. We reach the clients who are very poor. Most of them, they live on the street, and most of them are HIV positive, as you know, so since we are working on HIV. And also there are kids, HIV positive kids, who has no one, even they don't have a father to support them.
Today, ASC runs fully equipped clinics in 5 regions of Ethiopia. Madera says the clinics are not only a blessing for residents of rural areas where health care is sparse, but also for himself and ASC's growing staff.
I saw that one person might not make a difference, but the fact is that if you are born to it, if you are dedicated, if you are focused, if you are responsible, if you manage resources effectively, you know? So it comes to the Jewish principle. If you save one life, you are saving the world.
Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.